I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Around the region, school districts are offering 5 days a week of in-person classes, but that doesn't mean they're back to normal. WHYY's Alvi Wolfman-Aaron tells us many continue to offer a virtual option to families who want it.
Among them is the Norristown Area School District, led by Superintendent Christopher Dormer.
Families, you know, should and can have the right to choose what they feel is best educationally for their child.
And the vast majority of southeastern Pennsylvania districts agree with Dormer. As the Delta variant surges, most districts are allowing any child in any grade to stay online. School leaders say they want kids to be back in classrooms, but they think they should give parents a choice. John Tolino of the Upper Marion Area School District is one of the few superintendents who disagrees.
Let's open our doors. Let's get some normalcy back into the lives of those that we serve, and let's go from there.
Upper Marion is not giving parents a virtual option, and in New Jersey, the state has forbidden districts from offering an online alternative. The logic is simple. Online education is inferior, and districts shouldn't divert resources to it when there's so much else to do. And despite Delta concerns, most parents seem to agree that virtual is not ideal. In several large districts in the area, more than 98% of students are opting for classrooms. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.